Music right there from Eleanor Friedberger. That's from Personal Record, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you, and the Dayton Philharmonic, presenting the sounds of Simon and Garfunkel on October 11th and 12th at the Schuster Center. This concert features guest artists A.J. Swearingen and Jonathan Beadle. From Homeward Bound to Scarborough Fair, it's a folk rock celebration. Ticket information is at DaytonPerformingArts.org. Well, like I mentioned at the top of the show, this weekend marks Dayton Music Fest 2013. We're going to be telling you all about who you can see, how you can go, and all that good stuff. But first, we're going to treat you to some live music. Our guests this evening are a band we've spoken to previously but never had live in the studio, and we've been talking about it for years, and they are finally here. We're going to hear from them, and then we'll chat with them here in a few. I'm going to hand things over right now to the WYSO Performance Space for live music from C. Wright's Parlor Tricks.
Ready for some rock and roll? Screwed up and hot. We'll be right back.
Seat Right's Parlor Tricks live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to chat with them here in just a moment. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on WISO.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh, my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
He's a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined in the studio by Chris Wright.
How you doing?
Hi, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
It's been a little while.
Snazzy studio. This is nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. Now, you are here with your band Parlor Tricks and got some new faces in the band.
We do. We have a whole new rhythm section. I've got Tom Rasticus on bass and Kyle Sweeney on drums now. These guys are fantastic, just ridiculous pros. I couldn't ask for more in those guys. But we've been playing with Tom. It's been almost a year now, but Kyle's a real fresh face in the band. And man, he's getting it done quick, real quick.
It's a very tight sound for a short amount of time being all together.
With the new guy. I mean, that's a testament to their skill level. I mean, they're just crack shots, you know.
And now that you've got the whole team all together, have you been writing new stuff or working on sort of polishing up the older material?
There's been tons of polishing, of course. I mean, we've got, you know, like three sets of stuff that we try to go out and do all in one night at places for actual, you know, doll hairs sometimes. So trying to get everybody sort of where we need to be on all that stuff. And then we also recorded a lot of stuff with Brian Hoflick, our old drummer, before he left the band. So we've been doing the recording and mixing to get something together with that, too. New things will be on the way. Linseed Rag was the second one we played there. You could tell it was a little rough. That's a newer one. And we've got a couple other newer things, but...
So keep looking for the new stuff coming.
Yeah, working on all kinds of stuff. We were hoping to have an EP done in time for Dayton Music Fest, but it's almost there, but we're not going to have it actually in hand at the show. So, but it's very close, very close. A 5-song EP going to be called Hot Doggin'.
Nice.
Should be the title track, which you will hear later on.
Excellent. Now, is Dayton Music Fest your first big outing with
the new lineup?
Yeah, with the new lineup.
We played the Tumbleweed a couple weeks ago and did the whole 3-set deal, which was actually Kyle's first show with us. So 3 sets, first show, you know, sort of trial by fire, but he did fantastically.
Awesome. Is it pretty easy, or is it kind of tough to go back and forth between these, like, you know, big 3-set gigs where you're the whole shebang, and then being on a multi-band bill like the Music Fest, where you've got, you know, your set amount of time, and you've got, you know, set up and tear down between other acts, and you're melding with the other musicians and things like that?
That's actually an semi-interesting topic. It's just like at first when you're doing like 3-set kind of deals and you're playing all night at places, you know, all the cover bands know how this works. I mean, you know, you've got to have the stamina to do it and get it done. And it's a lot of work, especially the stuff we do is pretty arranged and pretty technical. So it's, you know, it is a lot of work. But after you've done that for a little while and played these sort of, you know, all night deals or whatever, when you play a 1-set thing, it's like, man, I just got warmed up. I mean, no sooner did you get started, you're done. And you're like, really? That's it? You know, it's kind of a bummer. But we like, you know, this is Dayton Music Fest. This is 9th year. It's a big thing. We're headlining at the Tumbleweed. So it's, you know, we're pleased, and we can probably go a little longer since we're the last band.
Has its advantages being the last ones of the
night. That's right.
Now, moving forward into the fall, you're going to have the EP at some point when it's ready. Are you guys looking to, you know, gig around Dayton mostly, or are you going to try to take this out on the road? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be mostly in town. I mean, we might do Cincinnati, Columbus, that kind of thing. I really don't have a lot of intention of getting out and trying to take this around unless gas goes down to, like, you know, a buck a gallon again, which, you know, it could because of Obamacare.
But I'm.
Let's take a caller.
That is why I don't do live callers on this show.
Everybody in the band. I mean, Tom's really busy. He's got a studio in his basement, which is where we record, and he does record other bands. He's been working with Noah, who you'll hear later too, recording stuff. And, you know, so he's pretty busy, and he does pick up gigs and plays in a couple other bands here and there. So, it's just not – I'm sort of at a place now where I've kind of – to get the level of people that I need to have in the band, I kind of have sort of hired guns who are very much in demand, you know. So, unless I can throw them a real big bone, it's going to be real difficult to say, hey, let's sleep on floors and, take this.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly around town. A lot of it is just because I just want to hone my skills and the band skills. I mean, if I could do a residency where I could play 4 days a week somewhere, I would do it just because that's how you get really, really, really good. You don't do it by playing once a month or by playing even once a week. I mean, you got to do it and do it and do it. So, I would like us to be playing, eight or 10 times a month if the city would support it, you know?
You know, back when you first formed the band, I think the first time you came on, we were talking about it sort of as you had used that phrase, pizza parlor boogie.
Yes.
Where the idea is not just to play the traditional bar gig, but to sort of do that idea of, play as much as you can, and really hone the skills. And if that means, some unusual gigs or maybe playing in places that are not so much, your normal bar scene or venue.
Are you talking about us playing underwater?
That would be cool. That should happen in a bubble in the Miami River. What I was going to ask you is, are you still thinking, it's been a couple of years since you sort of had that idea with the formation of the band. Are you still thinking in those terms, in that direction, or has that aspect of it changed?
I lost track of the question. I'll be totally honest. The scope of the original sort of scope of the band, I mean, it has changed quite a bit. My original idea was to put together these songs and have just a rotating cast of people. And I'm not saying these guys aren't in the band and integral to the band, but like I said, they're so good, they're in very high demand, which is, why Brian left, because he was in demand with five other bands, and we just couldn't make the time to make it work with us and everything else. So I sort of thought that's what I would have as sort of hired guns and stuff. And it turned out to be just too complex and unwieldy to do that. So I've tried to make it sort of a solid band. And as far as, the style of things, I thought we could play, sort of background music that people could have fun and drink their beer and talk and do their thing, and we wouldn't necessarily be the main focus. Mm-hmm. But, there's just this, the air of rock and roll follows us wherever, and everybody wants to see a big show. So it's kind of tricky, too, because the kind of stuff I'm trying to write a big variety of stuff, but, people want rock. They want the loud, and it's kind of a strange deal. But as far as playing unusual, I wish we could get into the Art Institute. I wish we could play, I wish we were mellow enough to play like Jay's Seafood with Puzzle of Light or something like that. But I don't really see it in the cards. We might try to do sort of a scaled down thing and do like sort of coffee house stuff.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I think it could be neat with smaller amps maybe. Still same level of energy, but small kits.
I would like to see how that translated, honestly.
Yeah.
That could be pretty cool. So to be determined still.
Yeah. I hope that was an appropriately long-winded answer to that question.
Oh, it totally worked.
I'm picturing people in Eaton, Dayton, Springfield, Alive, Xenia, whatever. I'm picturing just people just zoning out and just actual visible Z's coming out of their head listening to these answers.
Oh, no.
It's tough to gauge on the radio, people. It's tough to tell what is going on. What are you thinking? Let's take a caller.
This is your dream. Every time you're on with me.
I know.
You just want to turn it into
I do. I want to
the
take calls.
Show.
I don't know how people do the radio thing, honestly, because it's so tricky with no feedback whatsoever from, you know. We need webcams. Isn't there a way? Can the NSA help us get into the homes of, you know?
People can contact us on Facebook.
There you go. So send pictures of yourself to Facebook and questions. Care of Juliet.
There you go.
As far as other stuff coming up in the fall, we did record a ton of stuff with Brian before he left the band. So the EP is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm planning on a full album in the spring or maybe summer, depending on how long it takes to get the rest of the tracks down. And we still have enough material after that even to push into another thing. And then we will be writing new stuff because I think Sweeney's chomping at the bit wanting to, you know, put his stink on some things. So, and I want it there. I want Tom and Kyle. I want to get both those guys, you know, all over everything. So looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Sounds like it's an exciting time, right on the verge of some really cool stuff on the way.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, you know, it's taken a while to get to this point, but it's two steps forward, 18 back with, you know, just about any band you're ever in. So
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to keep track of where you guys are and what you're doing and all that.
Facebook. And Reverb Nation, okay. If you know Reverb Nation. It's a real easy address. It's like reverbnation.com/CWritesParlorTricks.com. Did I say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Tilde. Yeah. 3978 GeoCities. Angel Fire.
Hotmail.
Yeah.
That's Bigfoot. Still around.
Is that Bigfoot?
I don't think so.
Still do Juno mail? Remember Juno free email?
It might maybe still be around.
Do you remember fast load cartridges?
Vaguely. Well, we'll get some links up to where people can connect with you on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And you guys are Saturday night at the Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed headlining. It's I think it's midnight-ish right in there. Just show up at probably 7 and see all the bands. We got to follow Abertooth Lincoln, and those guys are kind of putting the fear of God in me. They're really – they're super tech and super loud, and I can compete with –
they're kind of blowing up right now.
Yeah, I can compete with any of those single facets, but when you put them all together into a band like that, it's kind of scary.
It's going to be a good lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun, super, super fun. I'm also emceeing the whole night
there.
Oh,
great.
So you'll get to hear more of this witty, hilarious banter.
Come for the music, stay for the banter.
That's right.
Well, speaking of music, shall we do some more live stuff?
Oh, yeah. Is that – I got to run back in there?
Yeah. I'll cut to a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple more.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to hear some more live music from Seawright's Parlor Tricks. And then we'll talk more about Dayton Music Fest 2013 and hear live music from Noah and Rescue Radio. All that coming up and more. We'll chat with Kevin Elliott from Connections, too. Stick around. It's all that on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Booknook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and we are talking about Dayton Music Fest 2013 this evening. One of the bands that you can see is Seawright's Parlor Tricks. They're headlining the Tumbleweed on Saturday night. Here's a little preview from the WYSO performance space.
Thank you. Thanks for sticking around. This is the EP's title track, a little thing called Hot Doggin'.
We'll be right back.
He writes Parlor Tricks live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out at Dayton Music Fest Saturday night. They're playing at the Tumbleweed, headlining that venue. Lots of other great acts there as well. Abertooth Lincoln will be playing right before them. We'll give you the lowdown on what's happening at Dayton Music Fest throughout the weekend here in just a few moments. And a little later on, we'll hear from another one of the bands that's going to be performing. They'll be live in the studio. I'm talking about Noah and Rescue Radio. So stay tuned. Lots more to come here on 91.3 WYSO. Right now we're going to hear from Red Hot Rebellion. They're playing Dayton Music Fest at Blind Bob's on Saturday night. This is a new one, the title track from their latest EP, and you're hearing it on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. This is Melt the Sky.